Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive towards third. Dykes catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Haas reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Haas scores. Swanson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Johnny Welch now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-3 in the game. Barry strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.